is up to you, my friend. That's so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Letter of introduction.
Bauer Agency brochure.
Envelope. Stamped, addressed, and licked.
Thank you. You know, this advertising's a dog-eat-dog business.
I have the best news. Marcy and I are going to be counselors on the Y trip to Washington.
Oh.
It's going to be so radical.
Yeah. You know, I had some radical times down in Washington myself, you know, back in the 60s.
I didn't think you'd be the type to go to demonstrations.
Are you kidding? I went all the time. 50,000 girls, not one bra.
Hi, everybody. Mom, can I go on the Y trip to Washington?
D.C.?
Oh, sweetheart, Sam's gonna be one of your counselors. Isn't that a stroke of luck?
Why me?
All right, we can sit next to each other on the train. We can have meals together. We can do everything together.
Okay, you could come, but stay out of my face.
Is she gonna make a great counselor or what, eh?
Hey, Rover, what do you say? Take a walk with me down to the mailbox. Come on, Grover, maybe we'll run into that cute little cockapoo. Hey, can I understand how he thinks?
Oh, men are all animals. Thank God.
Mother.
No, Angela, I am not working anymore. I have a very busy afternoon planned.
I want to talk to you about something very personal and intimate.
I'm free.
Mother, as you know, Jeffrey and I have been dating for a few weeks now, and he wants me to go to Maine with him this weekend. Just the two of us. Do you know what that means?
Your skin will clear up?
No, Mother. It means that our relationship is going to change. Be more committed, more invested in each other.
Angela, are you going up there to get it on or buy real estate?
Do you like the guy or not?
Well, of course I like him. He's
ambitious, successful. He's a shrewd businessman. He's kind of cute.
Oh, yeah. He could be the next centerfold for Business Week.
Mother, will you stop?
What do you want me to say, that you should go to Maine?
We should, shouldn't we? Thank you, Mother.
Oh, this is great. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
Hey. What's all the excitement about?
Just talking about going to Maine this weekend.
Maine. Ooh, the kids will love that. You know what I mean? We'll take the van. I'll pack a lunch. Wait a minute. What am I talking about? The kids are going to be in Washington. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Tony, it's not we. It's me and Jeffrey.
Oh, so then maybe I won't go.
Well, I'm all set.
Look at you. You look like a regular snow bunny.
Oh,
let me get that. Bauer residents. Hey, it's the kids. They made it to Washington.
Oh,
hold on.
Hi, you sweethearts.
Hey, how was the train ride?
Oh, honey, don't be embarrassed, Jonathan. I get train sick, too.
Yes, Sam, it'll wash out.
We'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, hey, listen, say hi to Ronnie and Nancy.
Jonathan, don't you bother Sam too much.
Hey, and Samantha, look out for Jonathan, all right?
We love you.
Bye.
You know, this is the first weekend that the family's going to be separated. It feels kind of strange.
It sure does.
I'm going to miss our Saturday night movies.
Come on, huh? You always hate the ones I rent.
I know, but I love your popcorn.
Oh.
Jeffrey, what do you say? How are you?
Oh, don't you look just like an angel?
Oh, well, thanks, Jeff. You look pretty sharp yourself.
Well, I am set for a beautiful weekend with my beautiful lady.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Excuse me.
Guess what? I have a surprise for you.
I love surprises.
I had my Saab waxed and detailed this afternoon.
Ooh. Ooh, take it easy. You're going to spoil it.
Well, listen, we better get a move on because traffic's a bear and it's starting to snow.
Oh. Mm. Thank you.
Sure.
Well, Tony, have a nice weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have a great week. You know, I think I'll head back to the old neighborhood, you know? Brooklyn in the snow. It's a regular winter wonderland. Hey, yeah, you two have fun.
Thanks. We will.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Who knows? Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming. Something good. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Tanya. Well, so much for small talk. You always greet your old friends that way?
Just the ones named Tony.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they didn't name me Fred.
Hey. How long has it been, Tony?
It's been a long time. It's been too long. Hey, let me just show you. Remember this? Oh, yes.
The years have been good to you, Tony.
Yeah? Yeah, well, they bent over backwards for you.
This is great. It reminds me of old times.
Yeah, yeah, like when Tanya and Tony stood for TNT. Kaboom. Hey, would you like some hot chocolate? I remembered how you like whipped cream.
Salute. Let me get that for you.
You know what I feel like doing?
Yes, count me in.
Good, I'll get the sled.
Ooh, a sled! Won't we fall off?
Oh, no, Tanya, a sled. I mean, for sledding, you know, like in the snow. I mean, it's like a Perry Como Christmas special.
Can we build a snowman, too?
Perry always does.
It defies my imagination that two highly intelligent people with the aid of road maps, a citizen's band radio...
A compass.
And a compass still couldn't reach a destination 187 miles north.
Jeffrey, may I remind you that we would be in Maine right now sipping champagne if you had turned left like I told you.
I beg to differ. We would be in Maine right now snuggling by the fire if you had told me to turn right, because then I would have turned left.
What kind of logic is that?
Got us all the way to the Connecticut Turnpike, didn't it?
Jeffrey? You know what this is?
Incredibly annoying?
No. It's our first fight.
I'm sorry. Come here.
This never happened to Perry Como.
I thought you were in Brooklyn.
Oh, I thought you were in Maine.
We got lost. It was entirely no one's fault.
Tony, I don't believe we've met the friend you're holding.
Tanya, this is Angela Bauer, my boss, and her friend, Jeffrey.
Hi, Angela. Hi, Jeff.
That's Jeffrey.
With a G.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Welcome to Connecticut. Your snowballs are melting.
Oh, I guess we won't need these anymore.
Yeah.
Hey! Watch it, bub!
Mona! Mona, I'm sorry. I didn't even see you out there, Mona.
Well, isn't this cozy? I would love to stay and find out how this happened, but my snowplow driver's waiting.
I'm afraid to ask. Your snowplow driver?
Uh-huh. My car got stuck. And Rocky dug me out, and I've been driving around with him all night long. He even let me use his shovel. Oh, sorry about your sob.
My turbo?
Oh, Jeff, it's not so bad. Look, you can see the top of the antenna from here.
Well, here we all are.
How about that snow, huh?
It sure is coming down.
Hey, I got an idea. How about a little hot chocolate, huh?
Oh, with whipped cream.
No whipped cream.
Maybe I better help him.
Doesn't he know how to make hot chocolate by himself?
No. Talk amongst yourselves. Well, what are we going to do?
I'll pour, you stir.
I mean, after that. You have to admit, this is kind of unusual. Hope I didn't spoil your plans.
Oh, no. My plans? No. In fact, this is exactly what I had in mind. A cozy evening for four.
Yes. Well, I guess we are all a little too old to double date. Except for Tanya.
Angela, for your information, she's not that young. In fact, we went to high school together.
She went to high school?
Beauty school.
Ooh, a scholar.
Well, let's just say at least she's fun.
Are you saying that Jeffrey isn't fun?
Oh, no. I mean, his idea of a joke is putting dimes in his penny loafers.
Look, we're all mature adults. More or less. Let's just make the best of this.
Okay, well, I think Tanya and I are going to make the best of it in Brooklyn. Excuse me. Okay, Tanya, get your coat. Come on, we're going to Brooklyn.
Well, it was really nice meeting both of you. Give me a call if you ever want to do anything with that hair.
Drive carefully. Hope you make it.
Don't worry,
we will.
Wait up.
Alone at last, huh? Yeah. Now, where were we?
Right here.
What's the matter?
No. Not you. It's me. I mean, it's not me. It's just... It's the vacuum.
Excuse me?
It's just very hard to relax in the privacy of your own home. You understand what I'm saying?
No. But I do want you relaxed. Tell you what. Why don't we take your car and we'll go to the Fairfield Inn? Hmm?
Oh, good idea. It's secluded, it's close by, and it's dead north.
North.
Oh, Jeffrey, this is beautiful.
I love communing with nature. Just you, me, and room service. No, don't move, Angel.
Jeffrey, you're so affectionate.
No, I'm freezing. Listen, why don't I fix us a nice cozy fire?
Ooh!
Oh! This is beautiful. Check out this balcony, huh?
Wow, I'm really glad we couldn't make it back to Brooklyn. Yeah. I've never stayed in a suite before.
Oh, no kidding. Well, let me tell you, you deserve the best, huh? And, you know, besides, I got myself a little professional discount here.
What profession?
I'm a housekeeper. But we gotta make our own beds, and don't expect a mint on your pillow, you know?
Tony, everything's so elegant. Even the air.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, imagine what they're paying next door to beat the same stuff. Suckers. Did you hear that? That sounded just like Angela.
Maybe it was a coyote.
A coyote has a lower pitch.
Tony, why don't we go inside and get a fire started? You were a Boy Scout, weren't you?
Oh, what a way to earn a merit badge. Let me get the wood.
Jeffrey, I don't think the fireplace is supposed to do that.
Well, maybe the wood was wet.
Maybe the flue was closed.
The flue?
The flu!
Well, it's going to take a little while for the room to clear in the meantime.
Oh, Jeffrey. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Madonna me.
Did you hear that?
What that?
It sounded like Italian. Do you think it could be Tony?
Angela. Tony is in Brooklyn, remember? Someone probably just ordered pizza.
I'm sure you're right.
Just like him.
What is it between you and that housekeeper anyway?
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing at all. He's my housekeeper. Uh-huh. He keeps my house.
And what a fine job he does.
Oh, he really does. You know, he is so marvelous with Jonathan.
You really don't care, do you?
Not at all. I think it's time to freshen up, huh? You want to use the bathroom first?
No.
No? Okay.
You can use it.
I'll just stay out here and enjoy the view for a few more minutes.
My little nature girl.
You. Well, what are you doing here?
Get wood for the fireplace.
No, I thought you were going back to Brooklyn.
The roads. Why are you here?
The house. I mean, I couldn't.
I know. I mean, I just... I didn't.
You know, when you think about this... This is very amusing.
Who'd ever thought me and you at the Fairfield Inn? Well, Jeffrey and Tanya.
Yeah.
Tanya is really a very nice person.
And I'm really glad that things are going so great for you and Jeff.
Oh, it's freezing in here. Come in and close the door, Angel.
Well... Guess I better go.
Yeah.
Tony, the fire's going out.
Can't let that happen.
Well, see you.
Yeah. Hey, see you tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Angela.
Yeah.
Oh! The kids are back.
Oh, I bet they had a wonderful time. Don't talk to me again for the rest of my life.
Oh, come on, Sam.
Do I look dead?
Well, what's going on here? What, Jonathan, did you get sick on her again?
No, I'm sick of him. He followed me around all weekend. The only time I had any privacy was when I was in my room.
Oh. I was in the next room. Did you know that if you put a glass up to the wall, you can hear everything?
Yeah, I do know that.